Zero.
What is up, everybody? Welcome. Episode 153 of the Just Two Speed Show. We are back. We are better than ever. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. BDT, Mr. Tim Tabala, Big Daddy Tim is here. With me always, the tag team partner, A to the Z, Mr. Eric Zant. Zant, what's going on, my friend?
Oh, man, hanging out in the warm weather up here.
What's your warm weather? What do you got?
63 today.
Nice. I mean, we didn't even hit that high. Tomorrow, no, I think we're going to hit that high. Today, we didn't hit that high.
Yeah, we got 63.
Nice. That's awesome.
Then it started raining, and I guess tomorrow night's going to snow.
Snow?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm just trying to shout this out. Anyway, you know, but we got a lot of rain coming.
I think we're going to get more rain than anything. Everybody's all freaking out over snow, but I don't think we're going to get it. I think it's just going to be rain.
Everybody run out and buy bread and milk today.
They will. They will tomorrow. Yeah. Windsor shares a brain.
I love the bread and the milk when they all get scared.
Dude, it's ridiculous. You wouldn't even believe it, dude. Like, you would not believe these people. Oh, we're gonna be snowed in, and I'm like, 4 inches of snow is. We never even get school canceled for that back in the day. It's like all of a sudden all these people rush to get stuff, and then literally, dude, you'll see them in the morning. Then they'll come back in the snow in the afternoon. It's like, it's so stupid.
It is stupid. It is stupid, 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 stupid.
People, you're dumb.
That's the world we live in now, man.
It is the world we live in now. It's sad.
It's soft. Like Enzo would say, soft.
Oh, yeah. Enzo's freaking out.
We're past
soft. He does not like it. So yeah, we're like fucking Kleenex now. It's bad.
All right, so let's just jump right into this real quick. We'll start out with a little bit of unfortunate news received today. Ole Anderson, one of the original Four Horsemen, passed away today, 85 or 82, somewhere around there.
81 or 82 or 83.
We both thought he was already gone. So
I didn't even know he was still alive.
So good for him for sticking around past what we thought.
I guess he had dementia real bad.
Was that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah, he had for years.
Yeah, brother of Arn, father to a whole bunch of kids. Yeah. Come from a wrestling family.
Kayfabe, brother of Arn.
Kayfabe, that's what I meant. Yeah, Kayfabe, brother. Yeah. But yeah, one of the original Four Horsemen. Real name, Alan Robert Rakowski, which I think is a great name.
And Alan Rakowski. Wow, that's a Polak.
What do you think, Eric? The third most talented horseman? I mean, pure wrestling wise.
If I had to rate the original Four Horsemen from best to worst, I'd go Flair.
Hang on, you're going in and out all of a sudden. Let me see if you can clear up a minute.
I'm in and out.
You're frozen.
Uh oh.
You're frozen, and you sound like a robot.
Weird. Hang on.
All right, you're back.
Well, I'm back.
You're still not back. You're not back.
I'm not back. I don't know what's going on.
You sound like a robot.
Yeah, everything's good on this end.
Okay, we are having technical difficulties.
Weird.
With Eric?
Yeah, everything looks copacetic on my end.
I don't know, it's weird, because you keep freezing and you're robot-y, you soundy. Huh.
Take me out and put me back in.
Let's see. Let's try to play with this now. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
How are we doing?
No, you're still Robot Eric.
Weird.
Very weird. You want to try to sign out and sign back in?
Yeah, let me try that.
All right, cool. I will hold down the fort somehow.
All right.
Well, it's just me. And I hate when it's just me. But it's just me, because now I got my big head to look at. So if anybody else watching, you want to have a nice conversation, now would be the time to do it. While I wait for Eric to come back. We're going to talk chamber in a minute. Not all of it. We're just going to talk the two chamber matches. Anthony did the show with me last week, and we nailed every match. Everyone was correct. That means it wasn't a great pay-per-view if we nailed everyone correctly. We'll get into that in a second. So now all we got left is Mania. And Mania's going to be very exciting. I can't wait for that. The Rock is scheduled to appear on three straight SmackDowns, I believe. All through March, which is good, because I don't want to like when they disappear for periods at a time. So we'll see. Wait for Eric to get back, hopefully, soon. Clock is ticking. Anybody out there watching? Want to converse? I apologize to the millions and millions of people watching right now for our technical difficulty. Let me share this out real quick while we're stuck. Who's watching? I know two people are watching. Okay, sorry, folks. I got a little distracted, too. Ah, there we go. At least Raul's popping in to say hi. Thank you, Raul. Yeah, Ray Ripley got a very good job. Yes, she stole the show. You're back.
Can you hear and see me?
I can hear and see you.
Wait.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
All right, so yeah, you're going to... We mentioned him being the third best horseman, and people are going to be annoyed when we say who the worst is. Pure wrestling wise, I'm saying. So go ahead. I think we're gonna have the same list.
Best to worst, I'll go Flair, Arn, Ole, and Tully.
See, now get this. I'm putting Flair last.
Really?
Pure wrestling, I'm saying. Pure wrestling ability.
All right, then I'll go Arn, Ole, Flair, Tully.
You could argue for that one. I don't think the rest were way better than Flair. Flair admits that he was,
But Flair just knew how to hit the match, though. He was just, I don't know. He could work with anybody.
He was one of the smartest. Definitely one of the
smartest. He could work with anybody. I think that's what they're going with. But
no, I can go with that. I can get on board with that. That makes a lot of sense. But yeah, so he passed away. Like I said, didn't even know he was still alive, which was, good and bad, I guess.
Kind of sad, but
kind of sad. I had his listings here before you went all haywire. Because when you don't know too much.
He was a big booker in Georgia. He was simultaneously booking like Jim Crockett and Georgia until they merged, and he had a stake, I think, in Georgia too. Like he did a lot. Like he was pretty prominent in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, he was in AEW, Florida Wrestling, Georgia Championship, obviously WCW, NWA with the Horsemen, Mid-Atlantic.
Yep.
The NWA, he did everything.
Yeah.
He was an old school dude. I know he wasn't a very popular booker towards the end. Thank you, Mommy. Mommy's watching.
Oh, hello, Mother Fran.
I know he wasn't too popular as a booker in the later days. He favored the older crowd, I should say.
Yeah,
over the younger guys, and that shit don't fly in wrestling nowadays. So,
and he didn't even like acknowledge talent that the younger guys had. Like he threw the Undertaker under the bus. Like,
yeah, said no one will ever watch you pay. Right, he's one of the guys that said it. Right, no one will ever pay to see you wrestle.
Yep, no one will pay to see you wrestle. Which I can see where they had him. Like Mean Mark Callis, he was just going to be a mid-carder if he stayed at that. But at the same time, they weren't really giving him any opportunities. So,
yep, I agree. And who would have thought 30 years later that'd be the most popular fucking... Who would have thought a dead man would be the most popular goddamn character of all time.
Yeah, the greatest gimmick ever, like, basically.
Which is absolutely insane to think about.
It is, 30 years.
All right, so Ole Anderson, rest in peace, my friend. We'll throw a four up for you. You and your family, that really does suck. One horseman down, I guess, and like, for how many? Well, we got more than four left.
I mean, out of the core horsemen, you still got Barry Windham, Tully, Arn, Flair, J.J. Dillon. So, like, the most popular group is still alive. The original, I guess, now Ole's gone.
All right, so Pat, this past week was Elimination Chamber. I'm not going to do the whole thing. But Raul, like Raul said, he pointed out, he brought it up here. Rhea Ripley got one hell. They actually made her the main event, which was the right thing to do because she was in Australia and she got the biggest pop out of anybody. By the way, Eric, do you notice Raul's picture?
Oh, he changed. He changed his pose.
I was picking on him. I was saying, is that a fuck you to Eric, Raul? Is that a fuck you to Eric that you changed the picture? So he was saying that was just an F you to you because he changed the picture.
So he is, he's not, he's he actually is human. Okay.
Yes. So, but yeah, Rhea had one hell of a reception, and it was right to, you know, she got the reaction that she deserved. What was the reason Ole got kicked out of NWA WCW? You know about that?
He wanted to take more time off. He was getting older. His sons were collegiate wrestlers and high school wrestlers. He wanted to spend more time with them, so they worked it into the gimmick. And they actually worked one of his sons into the gimmick. So, because when he turned on the horseman, Tully made a disparaging comment, and Ole punched him. So they turned Ole face for that. So
yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Rebecca, hello there. Don't give me the crack giggity stuff. I can't go there. She knows what that means. But I will say this. Me and Anthony did the pre-show for Chamber. We hit every match on the head. Now, when you guess every match on the head, that means it wasn't a great pay-per-view. I picked McIntyre to win the men's. He won. Picked Becky to win the women's. She did. Not happy about, well, I guess Room Jews are right, but I wasn't happy about Becky winning.
It's all too predictable. It's all stale. It's like, it's not even, I was talking to a guy the other day. It's like, it's not even wrestling to me anymore. I mean, it doesn't even pique my interest. There's too many high spots. Everybody's getting injured all the time. Like a lot of old school guys like Van Damme, Nash, like all these guys, they're not trying to be like traditional Jim Cornette-ish. But, like, everybody's starting to recognize, like, these guys, the high spots, that's why there's no pop. That's why there's no – and they put too much production into the entrance and everything. It's like they want to present the entrance and the everything more than they do the actual match. It's just – it's not – you know, it's not working, I don't think. Because, you know, ticket sales – if you compare, like, ticket sales now to then and, like crowds now to then, like if you were to, you know, adjust them for the time period, like they're still not doing as well. Like if you adjust then to now, they'd be making far more money. It's pretty bad. My opinion. I mean, I just, like I said, I can't even, like, AEW is so bad. I tried to watch a match or two the other night and it's so bad.
Oh, I'm not even gonna count AEW anymore. They're just like
some billionaire guy taping an independent. It's so bad.
RVD was their big get a few weeks ago. I meant to bring that up on one of the shows. Everyone's like, "Oh, yeah. I got a surprise opponent for you tonight, Samoa Joe." It's fucking RVD. Who cares? First of all, I didn't like RVD back in the day. I thought he was highly overrated. Too. Never liked that dude. So. I don't know. He was their big get the other day. It made me crack up that he was their big surprise opponent. So I'm not even going to count them. But as far as WWE goes, I am still a fan. I said Triple H is already light years ahead of what they've done the previous 2 years for the show and for what's been going on. But I wasn't happy with Becky winning because, again, you got to give some of these new women a shot, man. Not the same four girls over and over and over and over, and over again.
Yeah, and the other thing is these guys don't have any appreciation of, like, the business anymore. They only wrestle, like, what did Cornette say? Like, they only wrestle, like, eight times a month? Like, they don't even hardly do house shows anymore. They do the Raw, the SmackDown. They might do it like an event, one or two event. Like, they're not on the road. They're not. And he and a couple other guys commented on it. They're not getting that ring experience that they that the guys used to get. Like,
yeah, constantly. Well, yeah, independents are far and, you know, far in between now.
Yeah.
Dina, what's with the name, Dina, by the way? What's with the name? Just let's give me a little hint on what the crazy ass name is about. This is Sam's cousin, by the way, Dina. And Rebecca, both cousins. Yeah, I never liked RVD. I never liked. I thought he was overrated. He didn't do anything. I mean,
he was. I didn't think he was that great. Like,
yeah. There'll be two matches.
Oh, Stephanie's in Texas with her daughter, who is graduating. I think from the Air Force.
She's in Von Erich country.
Yeah, she's in Von Erich country.
Well, Russell, during my Chambers match, there'll be two matches that will come for us between the 480 Styles LA Knight, Randy Orton versus the U.S. Champion. Whatever. Yeah, Stephanie, I'm in the home state of the Von Erichs watching this. Awesome.
That is awesome.
Tell, give me some Von Erich paraphernalia. I'm assuming they send Von Erich stuff like in every corner store.
Oh, I bet you the Iron Claw is like everywhere down there now.
Just to give me my guy from the last name. Crack Higgity. I don't know. It's a little weird, Dina. Congratulations. We get to see you tomorrow. Steph, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to Ashton.
This is your second military child, no? Or am I mistaken?
No, she's got a son in the Marines and a daughter in the Air Force.
You know what? God bless the both of them, Steph. That's outstanding. Thank you for your service. That's good shit right there. So, yeah, Elimination Chamber wasn't much to talk about. Becky won. Who cares? I was hoping for Liv or Liv, to be honest with you. And the men's, we knew Drew would get his shot finally at Seth Rollins. The CM Punk getting hurt really fucking threw everything off. Brock Lesnar getting, you know, banned really threw everything off. So, I mean, for having to scramble, I guess he did an okay job.
And I think we're seeing like, because even like in 2013, 2014, they were still working more and high spotting less. But I think we're seeing like when Vince started going crazy, I think when Vince started getting too weird, I think we're seeing it not in the product too. Because I think this is all remnants of his fault. Like not giving this guy.
AEW is the high spot kings.
Well, they are.
To the point where they're gonna kill somebody.
Well, and they're always all hurt. Look at Kenny Omega's always hurt. John Moxley's always hurt. Everybody's always hurt. And it's like they can't. Here's what I've always been saying. It's like wrestling is like professional wrestling is an art, and like they're not practicing any art. They're not doing any kind of like spots in the ring. They're only high spots. They're not doing any chain wrestling. They're not like resting. These guys are just like going and going and going until they're hurt, and they're doing these high risk things that are just ridiculous. Like even the women. I watched like clips of a woman's match the other day, and it's like they're doing this shit. And then I can't remember what match it was, but the girl got hurt at the end of the match. She was hurt and she's out. So I'm like, this is so dumb. It's not even like fun to watch. It's like they don't even wrestle anymore. And they're calling spots too loud in the ring. And like they're fucking up. Like when you're shooting somebody off, it's like they're awkward and stutter stepping. It's just awful, man.
Well, don't get me started on the women anyway.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, but like, I know they want to give women a shot, and I know women need equal whatever, and they should have
Honestly, there's maybe a handful.
They're not all talented. They are not all talented, and I think it attributes to the poor training. They're rushing through the training, and they're just getting out there and thinking look, I'm on TV. I'm a star now because everybody's a superstar. You know, there's no mid-level stars. There's no low-level. They're all superstars. Everybody gets their fame. Everybody gets away. Everybody's getting paid all this money. But they're not telling a story. Nobody is telling a story. And when they do try to tell a story, it gets convoluted and confusing. And it's just, I don't know. I'm disappointed because I really wish it was better, but it's not.
Yeah, Brock is out. Brock is one of the wrestlers involved in the McMahon scandal.
He's the unnamed wrestler, right?
He's supposedly the unnamed wrestler, so he is now persona non grata. He is gone. He is being taken out of the video game. All his shit's on sale. So if you want a Lesnar shirt, now's the time to get one.
Well, did you hear about WWE 2K24?
Yeah.
He's in the game, but he's unplayable.
Well, yeah. Oh, you can't use him. You can only wrestle against him.
I don't even know. He's just a character in the game, but I think when you scroll over to him, you can't press a button and it won't come up. Nothing will come up. And
that's crazy.
It's so dumb.
It is. Whatever.
It's so dumb.
But CM Punk made the game as a downloadable content character. He will be in it because all his fucking people went nuts. Let me tell you something about him, this guy. I'm not the hugest fan. I'm not. But the people that love him fucking love him.
Yeah.
They got him in this game. They got him put in this video game. WWE has reduced the house schedule since the pandemic, and now wrestling quality has gone down. Okay. The women you talk about, Shotzi. Yeah. Shotzi, yeah. First of all, Shotzi's terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, she's awful.
She's awful anyway. She always either hurts someone or gets hurt.
Yeah.
So I mean
it's like these girls just like wrestled two independent matches. And then they get signed by WWE, and all of a sudden now they're like, they throw them in the ring. It's like they're so untrained. It's not funny. Like,
Dina, you have to look it up. It's so much to talk about.
Yeah, there's too much on Vince. Oh, yeah. That's a whole.
I'll just say sex trafficking. That's all I'll say. Sex, everything else you're going to have to Google.
And not sex trafficking as what you think. Like, he has a bunch of immigrants in the back of a van. It's not nothing like that. It's just inter-office trafficking.
Like passing a woman around to the crew and other wrestlers getting paid to do it.
Vince is innocent until proven guilty. All everybody is focusing on is all this stuff. I mean, there is evidence that this woman, and now everybody can say, well, she could have been willing and not wanted to do it. Well, then why didn't she say, I don't want to do it? Like, now, I'm not trying to stick up for her, and I'm not trying to downplay anything on a forcible sexual confrontation. I'm not. But, you know, you can't be a willing participant Monday and then Tuesday cry wolf and then Wednesday say, oh, no, okay, it's fine. That sounds to me like a little bit of what was happening. Now, did it get carried away, and was he taking liberties, and was he using his influence to keep his thumb on her? I believe that's true. Yes, I believe that's true.
Plus, it's like you said, Vince has the history of not paying up what he owed. And he was paying this woman off to keep quiet. He missed a payment. She decided to talk. That's scumbag on her side and his side.
Well, it is, because why was it okay if she got money to keep quiet, but then all of a sudden if it's not, everything was okay unless you get money? It's like, Something's not right here, man.
Nothing is going to happen to Vince.
Nothing's going to happen to Vince. Nope.
And, he's going to be cleared. It already happened, by the way. He's no longer involved in the company that he created. Yeah. That's his punishment, and that's all they're really going to get out of him. I was going to bring this up too, Ro. I don't believe this either. I mean, I believe she had, if Stephanie was involved, it had to do, I guarantee, with the money aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she knows her father was doing the shit that he was doing. There's no way.
And as far as
the money, the payments, I could see her being involved in that.
I can. But as much as she advocates for women, and as much as she advocates for a safe space and all this stupid new jargon that everybody throws out, because, you know, all you got to do nowadays to get attention is to throw out the trending jargon like Me Too, safe space. It's overused. When it did mean something, nobody really paid much attention to it, but now everybody has to do whatever. It's too bad, because again, it's demeaning the woman who really is in trouble. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just fucking social media sucks.
It does. It absolutely does. Big time. Yeah. Well, she put up the poop sign. Of course the poop. It's all poop. As we just said, so with it, yeah, allegedly. Let's keep saying allegedly, Ro. We don't want to get in trouble.
It's all alleged. It's all alleged. I mean, and anybody that condemns Vince and convicts him now, a contempt prior to any investigation, you're a fool. Because what if it comes back that half of this stuff is made up by her to get the money? I'm not saying none of it is, and I'm not saying nothing terrible happened. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that things tend to get fabricated when money is involved.
Yep.
I think Vince is a fucking screwed up old pervert. I fucking 100% think he is. And do I think that something fucked up happened? Yeah, probably. But like I said, you know, it can't be, it's almost convenient now that this is happening. So
it's true. All right, so let's jump into one of our favorite shows. It's coming back in March. Come like 2 weeks already. March 5th. That's next week. Sweet.
Dark Side.
Next week already. Dark Side of the Ring is back for another fabulous season. Season 5. We think they're getting a little desperate for the dark part of it, because some of these don't seem that dark. But whatever. It's still a cool show, especially with
I froze.
Seeing some of the old wrestlers. Are you frozen again?
I was.
Oh, you're back. You're back.
I'm back. You were frozen too. You. I heard the robot freeze. I know what you're talking about now, because it happened. Just happened to you too.
This is probably the internet today. I've heard the weather also.
I think it's the internet. I think it's the internet all over.
All right. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 episodes.
Oh.
So we'll go through them one, you know, and talk about it real quick. Episode. I don't know if they're in order. I'm not sure if they're in order or not, but we do have Mr. Tunta himself, Earthquake.
Ooh.
You think it's episode 1. Eric, is he controversy? A lot of controversy on Earthquake? I'm not what you think about it, right?
I always read that he's a tough guy. Because he was a sumo. He was a collegiate wrestler. He was a legitimate tough guy. I don't know as far as like controversy, if there was any big controversy with him. I mean, maybe it's just to highlight his high and low. I don't know. But I don't think it's dark side of, we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, we don't know what we don't know. Next up, Buff the Stuff Bagwell, which we know he's going to have a lot of skeletons in his closet getting ready to come out.
Oh yeah. That's definitely a dark side.
Beck, you never heard of Dark Side of the Ring? Oh, Beck, what are you doing? You gotta watch. It's a fucking phenomenal season 5 already. You gotta get in there. It's awesome.
Where have you been? Being a virtual assistant?
Come on, it's awesome. But yeah, Buff Bagwell, we know, became a stripper, became a bouncer, became all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, that was before he was a wrestler, though.
No, after 2.
After 2?
He had nowhere to go, so he went back to that old life.
Back to stripping. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
How well, I don't know he's doing it, but yeah, he went back and did it again.
I heard he got busted recently again for having gimmicks again.
I don't know, but that should be an interesting one. Terry Gordy. Mr. Bad Street himself, Terry Gordy.
That there's some dark side stuff to that. Yeah, I can see any Freebird is going to be a good episode.
Well, they're a bunch of wackos anyway. I know you're putting it on Bluey, but all the dark sides are either on Vice or you can see them online. YouTube has both of them, or Hulu has them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hulu has the whole seasons, and YouTube has them all too.
Yeah, I recommend a lot of them. They're really good. Here comes your favorite one, and I can't wait for you to sit down and watch 2 hours of Brutus Beefcake Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, God.
His whole thing should be what a liar he is. He's just a fucking liar.
It should be. And I hope there's people on there that fucking call him out.
Because he's getting worse.
He's getting way worse.
Maybe the wrestlers all have a syndrome. It's like some kind of wrestling syndrome. That makes them make shit up after a couple years.
Maybe it's the concussions, dude. I mean, but, and he did get slapped in the face with a boat, right? And it broke his face. I mean, that might have done it, but fuck him anyway. He's just, I don't give a fuck. Fucking fuck your face, Beefcake. Fuck you. When Hogan doesn't fucking like you because of what you say, you're fucking pushing the limits.
That is a problem.
Pushing the limits.
That's a problem. If Hogan says you're a liar, that's a problem.
That's a huge problem. you're like Mount St. Helens now. It's bad.
Harley Race. I think Harley's a tough guy, though, right? With the pulling the gun out and Hogan and stuff and all that shit.
Harley was a tough guy, but there was some, he had some, I mean, I don't want to say dark moments, but there were some, he led a pretty interesting life. I can see that being an episode.
Chris Colt. Who the hell is Chris Colt?
I have no idea. I've never heard of him. Chris Colt?
Let's just take a peek right now. Chris.
Indie guy, I'm assuming.
Colt. Let's take a look. That's what we do here, people.
I've never heard of him.
Chris Harris, American professional wrestler, died 1995. Worked for a variety of shows, big time wrestling, NWA. He competed as Paul Dupree, Jim Dillinger, Chuck Dupree, and Chris Von Colt.
Never heard of
him. Died in Seattle. Yeah, I don't know who the hell he is either.
Yeah, that's a wonder what.
He's old because it says in 1966, he formed a tag team with Ron Dupree as Hell's Angels biker scene brothers in Phoenix. So he's an old guy.
Oh, so that's an old timey Dark Side of the Ring.
That's good. I like seeing stuff from the old days. So
I wonder if there's anybody even alive that can comment on it though.
His character in Alabama as Chris Von Colt was a neo-Nazi gimmick. That should be fun to watch.
There we go. That's good TV.
Next up we have up, and here we go. You're gonna be another one of your favorite guys, Chris Adams.
Yes. Gentleman Chris Adams. And there is a definite Dark Side of the Ring.
Drinker? Heavy drinker, right? Drugs?
Drinker. He was one of those like out of control drinkers, wanted to fight everybody, pulling guns, getting shot. He got murdered.
He got murdered,
and he just debauchery, just general fucking wrestler debauchery. He's notorious.
Sweet. That makes for a good show. That's why I'm happy about it.
That's going to be a great show.
It should be. Sherry Martel.
Definite Dark Side. She had, she's very promiscuous. Like the pills. Like the dick.
Oh, no. I can't wait to see who she banged then.
I think it's easier to say who she didn't.
All right. So if she was banging guys just based on who she was with, that's a Hall of Fame list right there already. Because you got Sean, you got Macho, you got
Harlem Heat.
Oh, Harlem Heat. I get him.
I mean, I'm just saying. And like I said, she liked the gimmick. I guess she was a fucking tough, mean bitch too. I guess she said that she was better off. A lot of people said she was better off wrestling guys because she just was that tough.
It's true. She was crazy. She was crazy in the ring. Next up, I don't buy into this dude. Whatever.
Let's have it.
Sandman.
Oh, dude, I love the Sandman. Listen. Please. Do me a favor. Just watch some shoot interviews. He's pretty fucking straightforward. Like the Sandman.
Oh, I know that, yeah. He poured beer on me and Jax.
He did?
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know.
Scranton for the they had that wrestling show at the Yankees minor league stadium and
Rail Riders, yeah.
Yeah, he was walking around with the thing and me and Jay fucking sprout. I was like, son of a bitch, he's got sprayed.
He was my favorite ECW guy.
All right.
I like this. I don't know. I'd like the Sandman. I don't like RVD or all them got Raven. Like,
but he wasn't a wrestler though, right? He just walked around.
Oh, he could. Believe it or not, he could wrestle. Believe it or not, he could work.
I don't think I've ever seen him wrestle. Maybe that's why I don't like him.
Put in some YouTube to Sandman, like from '94 to wherever. He does.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. But we'll see. Maybe the show will change my mind.
Dude, his move was a white Russian leg sweep. How fucking great is that?
And the final episode, number 10, is going to be Black Saturday. Black Saturday is where Vince McMahon purchased, which one was it? Georgia? AWA?
Georgia Championship Wrestling. And he bought the shares, the time slot, all that. And he was broadcasting on what was Superstation TBS's NWA World Championship Wrestling. It turned into like 2 or 3 weeks of WWF programming. And it was down in those studios, too. He even went in their studios and was doing it.
Yeah, it was July 14th. Hey, Gina's birthday. Mm-hmm. July 14th, 1984.
Yep, I remember.
He took over the time slot in Superstation TBS, which has been home to Georgia Championship Wrestling. Between him and W. Turner, who we bought, yeah, that's how the whole Ted Turner thing started, which you can fast forward, you know, to the Monday Night Wars of the Attitude Era.
Yep.
So that should be good. I mean, out of all these episodes, I gotta say, I'll be honest with you.
It's only like two or.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? What's his name? Crush. They got to do Crush soon, no?
They got to do Crush. They got to do. Who's I had a whole list I was thinking of the other night. They got to do a Crush. They got to do.
They could do the whole BSK.
They could. They could do. They need to do a Crush. They need to do like Godwin's, like Phineas. Yeah. Although he started doing well for himself. Maybe not Phineas, but they should do a Crush. They should do Dan Spivey. They should do Boss Man. They should do Duke the Dumpster. They should do him because he was a flash in the pan. They should do they should do like a Bob Holly. They should do
I fucking hate Bob Holly, but I watched a show about him.
Yeah.
I hate Bob Holly. He thought he was like, you know, God's gift to wrestling.
Yeah.
And nobody was buying it. So but whatever. I mean, which one am I looking forward to the most? Maybe Buff, just because I know the error.
Yeah.
But of course Beefcake too, because I can't wait to see what comes out of that fat mouth of his.
I do want to see it. I want to see how bad he fucking lies. I want to see Chris Adams, definitely. Sandman. I want to see Earthquake. I want to see Earthquake.
The Earthquake's interesting because
Sherry would be good.
I don't remember hearing anything bad about Earthquake, really.
Is that why it's called the Ballad of John Earthquake Tenta?
I guess so.
Huh. Earthquake, what else could they? Or, yeah, Crush. They got to do a Crush. They should do a. They did the Road Warriors. Fuck, man. There's so many they could do.
All right. Well, let's switch it up then to the other shows that has already begun.
Biographies.
They've already begun. Last week, Biographies started. Rivalries was Triple H versus The Rock and their rivalry throughout the Attitude Era. It was okay. It was all right. Nothing.
You saw it?
I watched it.
Okay.
It was all right. It was pretty cool. You know, just good to relive that stuff.
Oh, yeah. The fact they had a good rivalry.
Yeah, they didn't really like each other backstage at the time, so that made it, you know, that made it more interesting than it was.
Did you hear the rumor that they think that Triple H is going to get taken down with all this and The Rock's going to take his place?
He's like, Triple H had nothing to do with this shit. I don't think so. I don't think so either. Listen, we're not going to jump back into this real quick, but this would be done already if they had the hardcore stuff they needed to get to bring him down. It'd be done already.
100%. 100%.
So they're building. They want more women to come forward. This is going to be years in the making before any of this stuff is.
And you see all these guys throwing Vince under the bus already, and some of them aren't, but a lot of them are. And I'm like, man, you're jumping the gun.
And no disrespect to The Rock, he doesn't have the mind for the business that Triple H does. So
he does not have the wrestling IQ that Triple H does, not a bit. And I'm sorry to say, The Rock is passionate about entertainment, but he is not as passionate about wrestling as Triple H is.
No, he won't be able to conduct weave it in out of storylines. He won't be able to do creative. He won't.
And I'm sorry, he's just not as good a wrestler as Triple H.
I agree. I definitely agree. 1,000%.
Yep. Not.
But that was a good rivalry that was on last week, followed by the first biography of the year, which was Randy Orton. And Randy Orton pretty much, again, he was another guy that I just didn't like. And I think it justified me not liking him because he was a dick for his first half of his career. And everyone acknowledged what a dick he was. Because he was hooked on the pills, and he thought he was the greatest thing that ever walked. And
wasn't he a deserter, too, of the military? Didn't he go AWOL?
He went AWOL, and they actually just let him out. They just let you out. They were like, we're not going to bother with you.
Discharged him, yeah. Dishonorable, though. It was dishonorable.
Dishonorable, yeah. And then he rolls in here as a legacy. And you know, again, Triple H doesn't take him under his wing for Evolution.
Right.
he's pumping gas for me right now, or he's in AEW.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
But it was an okay episode. Biographies really didn't. I mean, I didn't really see the whole list though. They weren't. I don't think they released the whole list. They did have a.
I was wondering that.
They did have a commercial teasing what was coming up. So we know Diamond Dallas Page is next.
Okay.
Or not next, but at least I know Diamond Dallas Page is definitely
coming up
this season. Scott Hall was mentioned in the commercial. Okay. Where is that right there? Sergeant Slaughter is next week. That I want to see.
That should be okay.
Well, I want to. You know why I'm interested in for one thing? Him turning heel and joining the Iraqi side during the war.
Oh, that's got to be a great story. Because I heard there was some fucked up shit that happened to him all that.
And all, you know, his family had to go into.
They had to change the venue of WrestleMania.
Because they said, if you bring him here, we're going to fucking kill. You know, I mean, that to me right there is.
Super well, they had bomb threats and death threats to the whole. Yeah, they had to make it smaller. So, yeah. And that and the real reason. They didn't sell enough tickets.
True. But him getting death threats, you know, plus that's a ballsy. I mean, you think about it. 30 years later, that is a ballsy gimmick.
It's a different era. It's the height of patriotism in the U.S. Like, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, whatever. Dude, everybody was supportive of everything.
Yep. Uh-oh. Not again.
Serious.
Yeah. No, I agree. You froze there for a second, but you're back.
So did you.
I don't know. So it's got to be the internet then.
Got to be the internet.
Something's going on. What were the others? DDP. Roman Reigns gets a biography already.
Yeah.
British Bulldog. That's going to
be a bore. British Bulldog would be good. That should be a Dark Side of the Ring. He should have a Dark Side of the Ring. There you go. That is Davey Boy should have one.
And Scott Hall, Randy Orton, DDP, British Bulldog, and Roman Reigns are announced so far.
Okay.
Are there going to be more? I don't know. Maybe. Now, as far as rivalry goes, my favorite one, I believe, is coming up this week, the one that I already want to watch, and that's going to be Macho Man versus Jake the Snake.
That's going to be good.
And I hope Jake the Snake did the show because... I love when he tells stories.
Yeah.
And he just, I really wish I appreciated that guy when I was a kid. I didn't appreciate him as a kid.
Yeah.
I really wish I did because he is outstanding. So, I forget the other, Rollo, did you catch the other rivalries? I know he always has his finger on the button.
Mm-hmm.
The other rivalries, I forget who they were.
I hope they're not like a giant boar. Like Roman Reigns already like made me uninterested.
Yeah, I'll watch it before the Samoan part of it, but yeah. I don't know if he deserves his own biography yet.
I'm sorry to shit on a Samoan, but to me, he's the most uninteresting of all of them. Like, I even like the Usos better than him. Like, he just doesn't. I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Jake the Snake.
He's the Bob Backlund of this era.
Jay, I think he had a little more personality than Bob, but then again, he has Paul Heyman, so that's a little bit better. Jake the Snake versus Macho Man, Undertaker versus Shawn,
oh,
Cena versus Orton, and the Hardys versus the Dudleys versus Edge and Christian.
That should be decent.
And here's interesting though, The Miz and Daniel Bryan, they're doing a Daniel Bryan episode, even though he's over in AEW.
Really?
I mean. That's cool.
They're calling him Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson?
No, they're calling Daniel Bryan in this one.
Daniel Bryan.
That was his WWE name.
Yeah.
So that's what we have so far to look forward to. I hope they're all good. I love all these shows. I really do.
Most of them are entertaining. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Raul likes Sandman. I'll have to watch those interviews. I don't know what you're talking about, Dino, but I know you loved it. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, you're like, man. So I just learned curling have the same intro music. No.
Well, the Patriot had it first, and then they gave it to Kurt Angle.
I don't know if these are alone. So get one already. Yes, we all said that. Yes, we agree. We agree 1,000%. One more thing I did want to bring up real quick, though, because I think it's hysterical. Over in AEW, which honestly I can't even watch anymore. Like, I try to be supportive, but you can't. It's unwatchable. It's unwatchable.
It is. It's terrible.
Seth Rollins dropped a Dean Ambrose, which we know I don't like anyway. I can't stand him anyway, no matter what you call him, Moxley Ambrose. Contract's coming up, and he threw a hint that he might be returning to WWE.
Oh boy!
And that's just that just proves that the rats are even jumping ship.
Oh, I mean, I think Cody knew years ago when he jumped.
Yeah,
he probably got into it. He probably got into it and said, "The fuck, am I doing? The money's not worth it." You know, it's.
CM Punk, I think he knew it, which is why he went a little crazy.
I think so too, because they probably wouldn't listen.
By the way, CM Punk, someone made that shirt. It's not an official wrestling shirt, but it is out there where he wrote, his quote was, "I'm tired, I'm hurt, and I'm surrounded by fucking children." That was one of the quote he was talking about. EW. Somebody made a shirt out of that, and I'm going to get it because that is a fucking phenomenal shirt.
That's a good shirt.
And they put the Punk like symbols around it.
Really?
I'm tired, I'm hurt, and I'm surrounded by fucking children. I was like, oh my God, that's so great.
That's a great shirt.
It is.
That's a great shirt.
So Moxley might be jumping. I'm sorry, there's going to be no more major superstars leaving WWE for AEW. There's no way. Unless it's purely money-based.
And they didn't have any big superstars other than Jericho anyway. I mean, everybody wants to make the Kenny Omega argument. Dude, nobody knows who Kenny Omega really is unless you're in Japan.
Kenny Omega, by the way, and the Young Bucks are trapped because they're EVPs. They're part of the, so they're going down with the ship.
Yep.
Unless Tony Khan buys them out, they're going down with the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't see them in WWE anytime soon.
I don't think you'll ever see Kenny Omega there.
No.
I don't know why everybody thinks he's such a great wrestler. I don't think he's good at all. He's decent, but he's a high spot guy.
Well, you have the marks screaming about Okada from Japan is coming to AEW. Big fucking deal. You have Will Ospreay's coming. Big fucking deal. Who are they going to wrestle? Each other? Deal. They're going to fight each other for the next 2 years?
Yeah, and nobody's going to be interested in it.
MJF is vanished. Vanished.
Where's he now?
Well, once he lost, his contract was up. He's not signed with anyone right now. He's hurt, though. He was legitimately he was wrestling with three different injuries. So after he lost to Samoa Joe, he walked away and took some time off to get healed, to get better.
Now his contract is up.
He has a new contract. So he could literally walk out at WrestleMania if he wants to.
How great would that be?
Dude, I would shit my pants if that happened. Yeah. That would be one of the greatest things ever. What's Raul saying? It is. It is worse than WCW. It's like new blood WCW. It's like Vince Russo WCW. Yeah,
exactly.
That's how bad it is. The fact that Pete the Marks are saying Okada, Ospreay, and Sasha Banks are gonna fucking revitalize this company. No. No, 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 no.
Sasha Banks sucks. Will Ospreay. Obviously, and I say this all the time, guys that can't get over in America go to Japan because they love the gaijins, and they get over decently in Japan. They come back here. It's not, they're not really Johnny Ace. There you go.
The Marks make them the god. The Marks made Kenny Omega a god. You know, they're the ones who do it all.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but he can't back it up like AJ Styles could back it up.
AJ Styles wrestles circles around Kenny Omega.
AJ went there, became the number one guy, came here to the number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Omega didn't do that. Can't do that.
He was already over in TNA, though. He was already established
in TNA. He was. But, and then he went on to New Japan, and boy, he became like, you know, the best. And then when he came over here, finally, it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen often.
No.
So, I mean, it happened with Cody, I guess, too.
Yeah,
technically, but whatever.
Well, like I said, Johnny Ace couldn't get over in America. He was okay in Japan. Stan Hansen was kind of over in America, kind of over in Japan. Vader was both. John but Cruise. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that story. I don't know if his wife left him yet. I have no idea.
There should be a dark side of the ring for him.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be when this shit gets settled. Oh, yeah. I don't know, Becky, if you're still watching, you know, the Bellas' stepfather, who they married, you know, introduced to their mother and they got married, John Laurinaitis, is definitely involved in the lawsuit that Vince did. He was co-named in the lawsuit.
About
sex trafficking and stuff with this one girl. Brock is just was never mentioned.
Nope.
It was just a before shit gets out of hand move. They're like, all right, we're gonna get fucking Brock, you're done. See you later. Goodbye.
And he's being quiet too. Like everybody's like, oh, he was so innocent. Why didn't he say anything? Maybe he's just waiting for everybody to see that. Because I think he's gonna be a big fuck you to everybody because it's like, see, I didn't say a word.
Yeah. Plus, you don't fucking go out and incriminate yourself.
No. And the other thing is, I just think this is all going to backfire on all these haters, all this cancel culture bullshit. I think it's going to backfire.
Yeah, really again, though, before we get attacked here, not saying that Vince is innocent, but.
No, I'm not at all, but saying it's they're trumped up.
It is. Some of this stuff is a little weird because, again, the woman who brought this up, it's not like this happened once, twice, over a six-month period. We're talking years, and she got paid, and she put up with this
a lot of money.
Years. I mean, if I tell anyone, oh, I want you to go have sex with my friend, and I'll give you a dollar, and she does it, that's her fucking fault.
That's kind of on her, yeah.
It's kind of like, on her.
Oh, okay. You know?
Now take that dollar and times it by a million, a couple million, you know.
I just think, you know.
Oh, no, I think Vince is definitely all fucking squirrely.
I've been saying it the entire show. I for 1 minute, don't think Vince is like a sexual pervert. He's perverted. Do I think some things might have gotten out of hand? Yes. But I think for the most part, everything is being overinflated. And everybody is so quick to jump on him and, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you know.
No, Jerry, I'm not saying, no. So I'm not saying he's innocent. Not by far.
I'm not either. I'm sure there's some fucked up shit, but.
What I'm saying is I think she blew it as far as you don't put up with this for years. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not like he had her tied up in a basement and made her do these things. No. Like, well, if you do John Lennon's, I'll buy you a Porsche. Okay. No, you say no.
And if she went to a lawyer now, what stopped her from going to a lawyer then or going to the police then? Like, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Oh, yeah. As soon as the payments stop coming, that's all of a sudden evil. Vince is evil.
Yep.
Again, not innocent. Don't attack me.
No, me either. I'm not. I'm but, saying. You know, all the cancel culture people are just quick to throw everybody under the bus. You know, it's fucked up nowadays.
It is. Again,
but I'm not excusing Vince of anything. Like I said, I think he's a fucking perverted, fucked up old man.
Oh, but, yeah, especially, I said, don't forget him and Linda have been separated for a long time. You don't know it.
A long time.
They've been separated a long time. The only reason they pretended was because she ran for Senate.
Yep.
They weren't together then. They pretended.
And the WWE was just making billions of fucking dollars, man. So they're not going to fuck all that up for, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so.
Let me know if you're going to speak out. Vince had the all power. He's one of every kid. Yeah, I get that, Jeremy. I really get that.
I understand that, too.
But what did she wait for that first check not to come? She didn't wait for the first ass raping. Excuse my language. She didn't wait for the first gangbang that they're talking about. She didn't wait for the first Andre the Giant dildo.
Dildo. Yeah. She
waited for the first check not to be coming. That's exactly. When she decided to say something. That's all I'm saying. That's where she made the mistake.
It's just a little too convenient.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying let Vince to me for let my husband say. That's not nice. I want to tell Anthony you said that. That's not nice. Let me tell you something right now. If Vince wanted to shit on me for a million, I would let him do it.
Oh yeah, fuck, I'd give it. I'd give him fucking refried beans and fuck it, do it, man.
$1 million.
There's antibiotics and fucking soap. I'll be all right.
There's not a pier. Not a golf throw. That'll be thrown up, and that'll be a huge mess.
No, he can shit all over my chest. I don't give a fuck. Give me $1 million. Put it out there. Fucking shit away, dude. I could take a shower, man.
Well, that's you know, that's a whole other topic, which I don't want to get into.
Yeah, we better get off. We better talk that one.
But yeah, again, we're not saying he's innocent, but we think the girls are a little
not at all. Because I'm sure there was fucked up shit going on. I'm sure they fucked around here, fucked around there, did this, that, did that. But yeah. It's like, this is the stuff everybody's overlooking, and you know.
It's like, yeah, I didn't mind the rape until the check stopped coming. Then all of a sudden, I'm being raped.
Yeah.
It don't work that way.
And like I said, it demeans women who are really going through bad things and going through like there are women that are being held captive and being trafficked. Like this woman was in a high profile public place exiting and entering. What stopped her from moving to fucking Oregon and then calling the FBI? And I know people feel entrapped and mentally feel whatever. But still, if it was to that point where you felt your life was in danger, why didn't you do anything? Because the millions of dollars were at stake. And I think I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. Maybe she prompted it so she could get more money. I don't know. I'm just playing Jerry McDivitt here. That's it.
Yeah, they suppose, again, this is only the rumor. And what Steph, I think Steph said it once. She's the one that pointed out that they've been separated a real long time.
Yeah. I think it's been since the early 2000s, to be honest with you.
I definitely during her Senate run, they weren't together. They faked it.
Yep.
And she still lost.
Yeah, she didn't win. But Trump ended up giving her the small business bullshit.
He's been guilty since covering up Jimmy Snuka's murder. If not that, hey, that's a whole other ball of wax, man.
Yeah, that is another tree to pick fruit off of, my friend. And nobody said he was covered. I mean, he made it go away at the time being. Yes, but you know, did he make it go away? Did he really? Did he really?
I don't know. That's a whole nother show.
That's a whole nother show.
Listen, I'm sure not too long from now we'll be doing a Vince McMahon retrospective.
And there's life. Bad. And I know there's bad shit. Yeah.
Oh, there's
yeah.
plenty of bad shit.
There's there's terrible stuff.
Look, he's a billionaire white dude who had athletic, hot women around him. All you know, he was putting him in bra and panty matches for Christ's sake on national television.
Yeah, he's an 80-year-old.
That's not normal. It's not normal.
And he's an 80-year-old jack dude warped from fucking growth hormone. So it's like, you know, he could plead mental disorder. He really could.
Oh boy. Well, that's a whole nother ball of wax.
That is. We better get off this because we're just gonna keep going.
All right. Well, like I said, next week I believe is Sergeant Slaughter and then Macho Man and Jake the Snake. And then next week, Dark Side starts with Earthquake and Becky. You should go check out all the Dark Sides because they are fantastic.
Binge them.
Yeah, they have the Road Warriors one, Macho Man.
Benoit, Pillman, Owen Hart.
Yeah, they're all good stuff.
Montreal Screwjob. Fucking, there's so many good ones.
Was the first one? That was the first episode.
Very first one. Still one of the best ones too.
You'll hate Owen Hart's family if you watch his.
Yeah, you're not gonna like Martha or his wife or his sons and daughter. You're not gonna like them at all.
Yeah, they're pricks, but whatever.
They're yep.
That's a whole other show also. So yeah, watch those shows, and then what you do after that, you come back and watch this show, and we're gonna talk about them again.
Yes,
that's what we do. And I think we should. Well, you know what? It's WrestleMania season, though. Should we stick with that one last Rumble, or should we jump into WrestleManias?
Maybe we should jump into WrestleMania. It's getting close, so we should probably do some WrestleManias.
All right, we'll figure out which one we want to do. We'll break down an old WrestleMania, and I still want to continue my history lesson as far as I think I'm going to jump into a little bit of the old Von Erich stuff since
oh, you want to? Came out. Okay, So you're doing your collegiate wrestling. You're learning your history lesson. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Played Right from Hell. Good one, Raul. Yeah, Beck, watch that one. Played Right from Hell. That's a fucking fantastic one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I want to get into the whole Von Erich stuff. Actually, you know what? I actually want to sit down and watch them wrestle.
Like, you should.
Like a complete. You should. Like them versus the Freebirds. I want to watch that rivalry unfold.
You should even, like, on YouTube, they have literally, like, the world-class show from, like, 82 or 81 to whenever. Like, they have so many of them. It's so great. You will see how over they were.
Speaking of that, well, Eric hasn't had a chance to see the Iron Claw yet. When he does,
I still have it.
We are going to break that movie down also. The good, yes. The bad, what they got right, what they got wrong, we'll knock that out. So that should be coming on Max in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I see it's available. You can buy it on YouTube. So it must be coming quick.
Yeah, it's on digital. It should be coming on Max, I believe, in the next couple of weeks. So once he sees that, we're going to do a whole show dedicated just to that.
I'm keeping an eye out because I definitely want to see it bad.
I'm dying for you to see it so we can talk about it. So, Eric, any final words before we mosey on out?
No, great show. Thanks for everybody for your feedback, and tune in next week.
That's right. Right now, if you're interested in comic books, movies, TV shows, X-Men 97, Granny's is on live right now on the same channel. Yep. If not, don't bother. It's up to you.
Yeah.
We also have Unsportsmanlike Conduct going on. I'm a part of that show. It covers all things sports. Baseball starting up again. So put it in the books for the Mets fans. And Empire 161 for the Yankee fans, starring Ed and what's her name?
Her name is Lisa.
Oh my god!
Her name is Lisa, and she is a good friend of mine.
You got it right.
I got it right because her and I are like long lost. We're tight now. I know. I shattered your whole world.
You shattered the gimmick. The gimmick's gone.
I did. The gimmick's gone. I fucking broke kayfabe.
Oh, you broke kayfabe.
We became besties on the Christmas show, so I can't shit on her anymore.
This is like my curtain call. I'm not happy.
It is, yeah. Happy. It is. I'll just go back to Ed. I'll just gotta start picking on Ed again.
All right. So yeah, we have all those shows coming up. And go to popcultures.com. We have a lot of contests, a lot of ways you can win codes for movies, tickets to movies. Go do all that stuff. A lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun. And if you guys have anything you want us to talk about, hit us up on the Just Too Sweet page. We will gladly talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. You want to bring a wrestler up, an event, maybe not this Vince stuff right away because it gets old after a while. But yeah,
it does.
Specific pay-per-view, anything along those lines, let us know. We will definitely do it. Hit us up. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. We have somebody here who's looking for a certain cat. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay. So when this is over, we will get Jack the Cat. Hey, Lauren. Jack the Cat.
Jane don't watch Jack the Cat. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching. Have a good night. See you guys next week.
Sweet. Peace.